It is 3:32. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett joins us now live to talk more about that. Thanks for being here, Major.
Great to be with you guys, as always.
Thanks. So it seems like China has had a more aggressive strategy on cyber attacks for a while. Could this White House strategy move the U.S. to that kind of offensive level?
Well, I don't think the White House is envisioning something that is offensive against China particularly. If anything, they're trying to downplay the Chinese linkage to this new strategy they're unleashing and unveiling at the White House right now on all trade secrets, meaning they're dealt with either in a cyber attack or some other means of corporate espionage. And basically what the White House is talking about is kind of lower intensity stuff, improving diplomacy, improving prosecution in cases where there are obvious ways to prove that a cyber attack or a trade secret has been compromised, elevating public awareness and pushing more legislation through Congress. So it's not as if it sounds like the White House is getting hyper-aggressive on this, but they are trying to elevate the issue.
Let's talk sequestration now. What's the latest from the White House with cuts set to start just 9 days from now? What tack is the administration taking?
Well, the latest is the same that we've heard the last few days. It's a bad idea. The president wants Congress to avert the across-the-board spending cuts that are due to begin March 1st. The president's doing a series of local TV affiliate interviews from the White House today to sort of spread the news about the effects of sequestration in local TV markets in Texas, Illinois, elsewhere, which is kind of a typical White House gambit to improve or elevate public knowledge of something the president's working on. But look, Republicans in Congress appear very much of a mind on this to let the sequestration cuts begin and see if that forces the White House into a different posture on other parts of the budget. Republicans say there are plenty of ways you can reduce federal spending, either discretionary or mandatory, and not inflict the kind of damage the White House is talking about. So right now, both sides appear to be hardening in their positions, and sequestration looks like it's going to be real, at least for a few days.
It's fascinating because there are two sides to that coin, right? There's what happens here in Washington, and then there's how people perceive it around the country.
That's right. And I think what Republicans are betting on, and I'm not sure this is going to play out, but I think they're betting on the idea that when most Americans hear, well, there's a fight over budget cuts, they say, well, go ahead, cut the budget. Reduce spending. We should do that anyway. If it has a practical effect, as the administration has warned, if lines at Reagan Airport or every airport around the country are longer because there are fewer TSA employees, if meat or poultry processing plants have to close down because there's not enough federal inspectors and prices go up, then the public may get a different attitude about it. But right now, they seem a little bit less interested in this and are not taking the dire warnings from the White House as seriously as I know the president would like them to.